te Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kim pramatashya bahubi parokshai hayanai iha varam muhurtam viditam gatate shreyase yata kim pramatashya bahubi parokshair hayanai riha param muhurtam viditam katate shreyase yata kim pramatashya bahubi parokshair hayanai riha param muhurtam viditam gatate shreyase yata kim pramatashya bahubi parokshair hayanai riha param muhurtam viditam gatate shreyase yata. Maharmaturtam viditam gatate shreyase yataha kim pramatashya bahubi parokshai hayanai riha varam muhurtam viditam gatate shreyase yataha. Ladies, kim pramatashya bahubi tenyatam samveditam gatate shayase yatam kim pramatashya bahubi parokshair hayanai riha param muhurtam viditam gatate shayase yataha kim pramatashya bahubi parokshair hayanai riha param muhurtam viditam gatate shreyase yataha kim pramatashya bahubi parokshair hayanai riha kim paroksham viditam gatate shreyase yataha kim what is pramatashya of the bewildered, bahubi, by many, parokshai, inexperienced, hayanai, years, iha, in this world, varam, better, muhurtam, a moment, viditam, conscious, gatate, one can try for, shreyase, in the matter of the supreme interest, yataha, by that. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. What is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start in searching after His supreme interest. Purport. Srila Sukadeva Goswami instructed Maharaj Parikshit about the importance of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord by every progressive gentleman. In order to encourage the king, who had only 7 remaining days of life, Srila Sukadeva Goswami asserted that there is no use in living hundreds of years without any knowledge of the problems of life. Better live for a moment with full consciousness of the supreme interest to be fulfilled. The supreme interest of life is eternal, and with full knowledge and bliss. Those who are bewildered by the external features of the material world are engaged in the animal propensities of the eat, drink, and be merry type of life. They are simply wasting their lives by the unseen passing away of valuable years. We should know in perfect consciousness that human life is bestowed upon the conditioned soul to achieve spiritual success. And the easiest possible procedure to attain this end is to chant the holy name of the Lord. In the previous verse, we have discussed this point to a certain extent, and we may further be enlightened on the different types of offenses committed under the feet of the holy name. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu has quoted many passages from authentic scriptures and has ably supported the statements in the matter of offenses at the feet of the holy name. From Vishnu Yamala Tantra, Srila Jiva Goswami has proven that one can be liberated from the effects of all sins simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Quoting from the Markandeya Purana, Sri Goswamiji says that one should neither blaspheme the devotee of the Lord nor indulge in hearing others who are engaged in belittling a devotee of the Lord. The devotee should try to restrict the vilifier by cutting out his tongue. And being able to do so, one should commit suicide rather than hear the blaspheming of the devotee of the Lord. The conclusion is that one should neither hear nor allow vilification of a devotee of the Lord. As far as distinguishing the Lord's holy name from the names of the demigods, the revealed scriptures disclose, Bhagavad Gita 10:41, that all extraordinarily powerful beings are but parts and parcels of the supreme energetic Lord Krishna. Except for the Lord Himself, everyone is subordinate. No one is independent of the Lord. Since no one is more powerful than or equal to the energy of the Supreme Lord, no one's name can be as powerful as that of the Lord. By chanting the Lord's holy name, one can derive all stipulated energy synchronized from all sources. Therefore, one should not equalize the supreme holy name of the Lord with any other name. Rama, Shiva, or any other powerful god can never be equal to the Supreme Lord Vishnu. The powerful holy name of the Lord can certainly deliver one from sinful effects, but one who desires to utilize this transcendental potency of the holy name in one's sinister activities is the most degraded person in the world. Such persons are never excused by the Lord or by any agent of the Lord. One should therefore utilize one's life in glorifying the Lord by all means, without any offense. Such activity of life, even for a moment, is never to be compared to a prolonged life of ignorance, like the lives of the tree and other living entities who may live for thousands of years without prosecuting spiritual enlightenment, or spiritual advancement. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Ragana Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaudavani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschanyadeshatarine Mukam Koroti Vachalam Pangam Namyagate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Ninatarinam. So we have been greatly blessed once again by our beloved Srila Prabhupada with great transcendental knowledge, great transcendental potency, great transcendental blessings to pull us out of our delusion of bodily consciousness, I, me, and mine consciousness, I'm the center of the universe of consciousness, to bring us back to our actual constitutional positions as the eternal servants of that Supreme Personality of Godhead who is all beautiful, all powerful, all renowned, all wealthy, all famous, and all wise. This is the great kindness of Srila Prabhupada to bring us the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted and experienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because this one gives a start in searching after his supreme interest. So, this is what we need. We need full consciousness. We need to cultivate that full consciousness right now. You may say, well, you know, later on I'll take it very seriously. Now I have this desire, that desire, so many things I want to do. But later on I'll think about becoming fully surrendered to Krishna. That's not good. You can die at any moment. We can die at any minute. This material world is a very dangerous place. You can die at any minute in this place. It's not that we're guaranteed 100 years, which is the standard lifespan for this age of Kali, which gradually reduces as the age progresses. There's no guarantee. We can die at any time. Even when Godbrother, he died while giving a class. So, you know, you never know when it's going to come. So we should strive for that pure bhakti, that full consciousness right here, right now. Let's see. So what is that full consciousness? That my only program, the only thing I need to do is to become fully pleasing to Krishna. Let my every thought be fully pleasing to Krishna, and my words and my actions. Let me think, speak, and act in every situation that I'm completely, totally pleasing to Krishna without any contamination of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. That's called pure devotional service. We should be begging for pure devotional service at every minute within our hearts. And this, we have a special prayer, the Beg for Pure Devotional Service. You know that prayer. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Prabhupada said you must chant at least 16 rounds every day on the beads. So we just say mechanically, well, I get my rounds done. No. Why cheat yourself by just chanting to get your rounds done? Chant your japa in the mood of begging Krishna. My dear Radharani, Hare, my dear Krishna, please, Rama is also addressing Krishna, actually. Please, my dear Radharani, my dear Krishna, please bless me that now, at this very moment, I can be totally, purely absorbed in loving you with all of my existence, everything I have, and let me offer everything to you, you see. That should be the constant prayer and begging from the moment we wake up. Krishna, please bless me with pure devotional service. Even while we're brushing our teeth, we can be praying, Krishna, please bless me, I can be your pure devotee, you see. Always begging, 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 pleading. Just like a person drowning in the ocean, calling for help. Help! Help! As the ship goes by, you see. In that mood of pleading, begging Krishna, please, my dear Lord, please bless me with pure devotional service. That mood, you see, that's a moment of full consciousness. You see. And that's available to us at every minute. We can enter into that whether you're, you know, whether you're brushing your teeth, whether you're offering an RT, whether you're distributing books, whether you're going to your job at the office. At every moment through our 24/7, we should be bringing ourselves to that consciousness, you see. Otherwise, we're just cheating ourselves, you see, going for some other so-called enjoyment. There actually is no other enjoyment on the side of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is the only relishable position. Everything else is simply a useless waste of time. So we have to become very good gardeners of the garden of our heart, pulling out these weeds, the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, the illusion, the envy. Kick them out with boot, you see. Get rid of that garbage sitting in the heart. We don't need it. Why carry all this extra baggage, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion? And you just kick it out. Lighten up your load. Have only one thing in the heart. I want to fully surrender to my beloved Krishna. No other desire, you see. Prabhupada mentions here the importance of not criticizing devotees. So someone may say, well, I know how to do that. I'll just go away and live off in the forest somewhere so I won't be finding fault with devotees anymore. But it doesn't work like that. To get rid of this bad tendency of finding fault with devotees, we have to do just the opposite. We have to learn to love and appreciate every single devotee, you see. Every devotee has a combination of good qualities. And of course, the pure devotee is nothing but good. But we, for us neophytes, we have the combination of the good and bad qualities. But Prabhupada said a devotee is one who sees the good. Is it? In fact, Krishna even goes so far as to say in the Adi Purana, Ye me bhakti jana parata, na me bhakti tate janaha, mad bhakchanam chaye bhaktas, te me bhakti tamamata. My dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee. What? Krishna says his devotee is not his devotee? What is he saying? He's saying, but the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So how much are you devoted to the devotees, you see, are finding fault with? Yeah, this devotee is this, this devotee is that. Or how much are you seeing the saintly qualities within every Vaishnava, you see? Whether it's the new bhakta or the, you know, the 50 years in the movement, the Prabhupada disciple, how much are you looking for the good and worshipping the good qualities of the Vaishnavas? That is how much you're Krishna conscious, you see. How much you're worshipping the devotees. Otherwise, your Krishna conscious is a joke. You don't really have it. You see? That's what Krishna says. And I'm not saying that. Krishna says it. Unless you're the devotee of my devotee, you are not my devotee. You're simply a pseudo-devotee, you see. You're not really a devotee, you see. So this is a wonderful, wonderful movement. We have this opportunity. I remember when I joined in Austin with Vishnujana Swami, great Vaishnava. He taught us like this. He said, you should always be an embracing mood, you see. Always be an embracing mood with the devotees, you see. So that's the mood. We should always have that warm, embracing, loving mood, you see. Appreciating the wonderful devotees, you see. Actually, every devotee is a representative of Krishna. So we have to learn to appreciate them, you see. That's how we become Krishna conscious. The more we have loving feelings for Vaishnavas, that's how our Krishna consciousness becomes more and more aroused. Becomes so ecstatic, actually. We can see how devotees are actually manifestations of our Srila Prabhupada also, you see. Prabhupada has expanded himself through so many Prabhupada Nugas. So we can see how Prabhupada is manifest in so many of these Prabhupada Nugas. Krishna is manifest, Prabhupada is manifest. So by associating in a wonderful, loving way with these devotees, we're actually connecting with Prabhupada in a very wonderful way and connecting with Krishna, with Radharani, with the gopis, the Goswamis, Nitya Gauranga. It's a whole pantheon of wonderful, wonderful liberated souls that we connect with to the extent we develop loving relationships with the Vaishnavas. So if you really love yourself, you will love the devotees, you see. If you don't love the devotees, you actually hate yourself. You're punishing yourself if you don't love the devotees, you see. So why would you want to be a masochist punishing yourself by not loving the devotees? Is that intelligent? The intelligent thing is the more you love the devotees, the more Krishna becomes your personal property. You see. That Supreme Person who owns and controls everything, he'll become owned and controlled by you when you totally give yourself to his devotees. It's like Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda, you see. Krishna, take those slippers to your father, Nanda Maharaj. The little Krishna, he's taking the big, huge slippers, the little baby, you know. He's taking those slippers across the room to Nanda Maharaj, you see. So Krishna is actually there. Krishna is present. Krishna is omnipresent. And to the extent that you have loving feelings for Krishna's devotees, and to the extent that you're always begging Krishna to bless you with pure devotional service, you actually feel how Krishna is right there with you, showering his mercy upon you at every minute. Krishna is actually present, but we're not experiencing his presence because of all these anarthas, because of all of this fault finding and all these dirty things we have going on. We're not able to taste and experience his presence. He actually is present. You know what Prabhupada personally told me? He said, now you just become qualified to see Krishna face to face. So he's actually there, you see. We have to purify our vision by clearing out all the garbage in the heart, you see. And then we'll actually see Krishna. You know that verse. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanaena santaksadaivar hidayeshu valokayanti yang shamashundaram jaganasvarupam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shamasundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. Prabhupada elaborates, they not only see Krishna within, they see him externally as well. Within and without, they experience Krishna. So we are meant to associate with Krishna at every minute and feel the presence of Krishna at every minute, wherever it may be. Whether I'm here in the temple doing some service, or I'm out preaching, I'm in the commute somewhere, or in my job, at home, wherever I am, if I'm actually Krishna conscious, I should feel how Krishna is present, and I should be reciprocating my love with him at every minute. My Krishna, now I offer to you fully. Please bless me. I can be fully absorbed in pleasing you with my every thought, word, and deed in every situation. This is called Krishna consciousness. This is ecstatic. You see? This is so very nice thing, you see. Bhayas Vrsesh Vasakpatman Vindajatmanyam Sukham Sabrahma Yoga Yuktatma Sukham Ashayam Ashnute. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense enjoyment, but he is always in trance, relishing the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness, for he always concentrates on the Supreme. So we should do this. We should become liberated souls, self-realized souls, you see, by giving up all attraction for this material sense gratification and having only one desire. I want to perfectly please Krishna at every minute and everything that I do. You see. Actually, it's not difficult to do this. It's not difficult. Prabhupada said it simply requires practice. I remember the first time I was blessed with the opportunity to hear Prabhupada speak. He explained to us how easy it actually is to become Krishna conscious. There was about 300 devotees there and 3,000 hippies in Golden Gate Park. And Prabhupada very wonderfully, he said, "You have all seen God," he told us, because Krishna says, "I'm the light of the sun." And he said, "And every day you're drinking water, once, twice, thrice, more than that every day. If every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, immediately you become Krishna conscious." That reminds me. I got some water here. Hare Krishna. So it's not difficult to become Krishna conscious. Every time, any liquid thing, even some fruit juice, you see? Prabhupada said any liquid thing, you see? You simply remember, "Oh, this is very, very nice. Oh, this is very refreshing. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." So we simply always practice this wonderful science of Krishna consciousness. Our lives will become filled with bliss, and we can make a spiritual revolution on this planet. Prabhupada actually explains that a pure devotee, one who chants the holy name of the Lord without offense, under his influence, the whole world becomes Krishna conscious. And he further explains in chapter 3, text 21, yadnyadatarate shreshtas tattadevetaro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokastadnanavartate. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So this is pretty exciting. Just by being a perfect example, you can influence the entire global civilization. That's what Krishna says. The whole world follows that. So we should become ideal examples of Krishna consciousness, you see. Pure devotees whose only desire is to please Krishna and Guru with every thought and word and deed in every situation. Right now, we're not there. We're lusty, we're greedy, we're angry, we're lazy, we're crazy. We got all this dirt. But all we have to do is beg Krishna, "Please save me from this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Just sincerely beg Krishna. You see? How did Prabhupada sign his name? Insignificant beggar. So we have to become beggars, you see. Begging Krishna, please save me. Please save me, you see. "Please make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. Now I'm your puppet, you pull the strings," you see. That's the mood. If we beg Krishna that we can be in that mood, Krishna will reciprocate with us. And he'll shower his mercy upon us like torrents of rain in the monsoon season, Prabhupada said in one time. So it's not difficult. Prabhupada said it's difficult for the crooked and simple for the simple. So having difficulty in Krishna consciousness means I'm maintaining my crooked, cheating mentality. That's what I'm doing, you see, if I'm having difficulty. So if you're having difficulty, you realize I'm being crooked. It's my crookedness that has given me difficulty, you see. It's not the service I'm being given, or it's just my own crookedness which is the difficulty. But if we just take it simply, okay, Krishna says, "Surrender to me, You know, always think of me. Man manaba mamadbhakto majanji mang namaskaru mamme vashashi yukvai vang atmanang mataparayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances, worship me. Being fully absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. If we just take it as it is and say, okay, I'm going to do it. Now I'm determined to be a pure devotee, always absorbed in thinking and serving Krishna. If you just have the determination, Krishna will help you. Krishna has actually been traveling with us through millions and billions of lifetimes, through the 8,400,000 species, as the Paramatma. He's accompanied us through all these bodies we've been through. And now in this human body, he's there saying, okay, now you got the chance. He's just hoping that we will come. He doesn't force, you see. You can't force someone to love you. But Krishna very much wants us to come back to pure devotional service. He's missing us like anything. We're his beloved associates in this, from the spiritual world, and he's missing us. He wants us back in our original loving relationships in any one of five primary rasas. He wants us back with him in Goloka Vrindavan or in the Vaikuntha realm according to our rasa. He wants us back. He wants us back. He wants us back. So why don't we take advantage of Krishna's desire to liberate us by having the desire to become liberated and make that the only desire we have, you see. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me or handle me roughly by his embrace. He is my worshipful Lord unconditionally. Lord Chaitanya has taught us the mood we should be in. We have to learn from Lord Chaitanya. It's not just some slogans. We have to embrace this mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Embrace it. Our whole being has to vibrate with this mood that Lord Chaitanya has taught us in the Shakshastakam. We should be living and breathing in this consciousness, you see. So if we do so, we make that endeavor, the reciprocation is unlimited. We can be living in the sweetest, most nectarian existence, always relishing Krishna consciousness, just by sincerely desiring to have one consciousness only, and that's love for Krishna. So it's not difficult. All we have to do is make the endeavor, and then the most wonderful, miraculous things will come to us. You'll actually see how Krishna is orchestrating your whole life, how everything that's happening to you is a special blessing from him to bring you back to him ASAP. Krishna is actually doing everything for each and every one of us to get us back to that loving, pure loving relationship as soon as possible. So if you see everything that's happening to you as Krishna's blessing instead of some curse, is it? Learn to see how everything that's happening to you at every minute is the special blessing of Krishna to bring you back to pure devotional service as soon as possible. Cultivate that vision. Remind yourself of this. Always think, speak, and act in this consciousness, and you'll never become disturbed in any situation, even in the greatest difficulty. Yasmin stito nadukena gunanapi nachalyate. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 6:22. One who is situated in, is properly situated in this consciousness is not disturbed in any, even in the most difficult material situation, he remains undisturbed, you see. He's not disturbed. Even the most calamitous, difficult situation, he remains undisturbed. So we have to learn how to really take shelter of Krishna, not just so-called Krishna consciousness, you know, tilak on the nose, kanti mala on the neck, and meditating on illicit sex, you see what I'm saying? We need to take it very, very seriously. I now must become Krishna's pure devotee. We have no other business except to please him perfectly with every thought, word, and deed in every situation. So we have a few minutes left. If there's any questions, I can try to answer any complaints or criticisms or whatever's. I'm ready. We have devotees tuned in from the internet too. See if they have any questions. No one have any internet. The internet people are silent. Everyone's silent today. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Well, we can end class early. There's no complaints, no questions. Any, Huh? I'm a little hard of hearing. Would you sing? Oh, then they can come to the class tomorrow with a complaint. Think there are protest signs. This rascal Sankarshan Das, he's preaching all this bogus philosophy. We have to fully surrender to Krishna. Okay, well, thank you everybody for tuning in. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Here, take this. Put it on. You put it on. Yeah. Well, I just came from Canada. I'm going back to. I have a home base in Austin. I've been on just finishing around the world lecture tour. I just came in from the ice, the snow and ice of Toronto yesterday evening. And then tomorrow I'm going to Austin.
Back home.
Yeah, back to our home base in Austin, Texas. Be there for 2.5 months before I go traveling to India.
There's a temple in Austin.
Yeah, we have a small center there.
There's a center. Okay.
Yeah, we have a small center there. Trying to build up our congregation. Outreach, kind of increase our outreach.
Very alive city.
Yeah, it's they call it the live music capital of the world. They say it's cool to be weird in Austin. There's all kinds of.